"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Welcome. How are you? It's primary day, California. Election day. And we're on the air from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you can pick up on the iHeart app, the John Cobell Show on Demand, the podcast. And you can catch up. Did you vote yet?
Yes, I voted earlier this week, mail-in ballot, and my vote has been counted.
Yeah, and you voted properly?
I think so.
All right. I want to start inspecting people's votes.
Did you vote?
Huh? Yes, this morning.
Oh, you did? I went there.
I went very early. I was there just a few minutes after 7.
And did you vote properly?
I voted properly, although I'm a screwed up.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, walking in, the turnout, there was not a line waiting to get in there and vote. It was nobody. It was me and some workers. I got greeted by 5 different people walking in. Seriously.
They were excited to see somebody.
I felt like royalty. There was one guy who was standing on the path. It was at a school in my neighborhood. And he says, "Hi, welcome, welcome. You're going to vote?" I go, "Yeah, yeah." And then a few steps more, there's another guy. "Oh, hey, welcome. Go right this way." And then there's a woman who pops out of nowhere. And she says, are you going to the machine or is it a mail-in?" No, I'm going to the machine. "Okay, but if it was a mail-in, you come here to this table." All right. Then a fourth person says, "Okay, the tables are over there." Fifth person at the table. Then a sixth person to direct me to the voting booth. And then some weird trolley guy comes up while I'm in the middle of voting to see if everything's okay. You know, the way the waiters bother you in the middle of a meal. It's like, everything's okay. Don't you people have anything else to do?
Well, they don't. You're the only one that was there.
Well,
they're bored.
I pulled in. There was a little parking area across the street. And I looked. I go, "Wow, there's a lot of cars here. I wonder if this is going to be a big turnout day after all." I walk inside. It's all workers. It's just everybody. And for my vote, checking me in was a high school kid. He'd never done this before. I was his very first citizen.
Were you nice?
Yes, I was nice.
Okay, good.
Although I wanted to shake him and say, "Why are you getting involved in this? What are you doing? Are you one of those goody-good weenies? Are you going to become an assemblyman someday and then further screw up the state?" So I voted. And man, have they made that complicated. Like, you didn't go to the machine, right?
Well, that is one of the reasons. I don't want to deal with that. I just do it in the comfort of my own home, and put it in the mailbox.
I'd like to see what the average person goes through. See, I sacrifice, you know, for 15 minutes. I do. I sacrifice.
You're great.
Thank you. You're supposed to say that once a day. You've been forgetting. All right. So they give me a blank sheet. which I'm supposed to feed into the machine. It looks like a copier, this thing, right? And you feed it in and the paper slides in and disappears somewhere into the machine. And then I have a touch screen. And they said on the screen, it says you have 17 races to choose from. It's like 17? The hell? I know two. And then, well, it starts with the first thing I wanted to mention was the Senate race. There's two Senate races.
That's right.
One to finish out the term and then one for the full 6 years.
I was a little confused by that at first as well. And I know a lot of people are.
And I wondered, well, because you know, you're supposed to get 50% plus one to go to the runoff in November, right?
Right.
So we know because of the number of candidates, there's going to be a runoff for Senate, right? Maybe Adam Schiff, maybe Steve Garvey can sneak in there. But I'm thinking, okay, for this extra election to finish out this term, does somebody take over right away? Right? Because it's 10 months. And I didn't know. Ray didn't know. We had to call somebody. And they told us, no. There's still a runoff for that election, too. And then you get to serve 2 months. You get to serve from November, like first week of November to first week of January. So they're having a separate election for 2 months at the end of the year.
Yep.
And Congress has had a session much of that time anyway. They don't work much during the holidays. Why not put them in March?
Good question.
Because, you know, there's that LA Times poll that had Steve Garvey with a 2-point lead. Now, I don't know if that's real or not, but I thought, oh, maybe he sneaks in, right? Because the Democrats are split so many different ways. Maybe he's senator for 10 months. No. If he snuck in, he'd be, well, it wouldn't matter. You'd have to beat Adam Schiff anyway in November. So that the whole system is overly complicated. Anyway, the 14 of the races were judges. I don't know judges. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this. And I don't even know where to look to find out information on judges. And sometimes I skip. And some of these I skipped. But then I decided, you know what? I noticed a lot of the judge races had a deputy DA versus a public defender. Public defender loses every time. All right, so a small way you can make life better is always vote against public defenders who are running for judges. Just a blanket statement. Assume they're all bad because they decided to spend their life defending guilty people and lying and confusing to juries, okay? I mean, you see, public defender, you might as well have a title that says professional liar for criminals. You win an election if you have that as your job description. That's what they are, professional liars for criminals. So then I voted no on that stupid rogue diet thing. No on HLA, if you haven't heard. No on Newsom's homeless funding scam, Proposition 1. And then the DA's race. And, God, it was just too many candidates. I was just looking at that. It's like, why didn't about 7 of you people drop out? You know, now tonight when the results come out, you're going to see it's like what candidate A, you know, 0.8%, candidate B, 1.2%, candidate C. It's like, what are you people doing? You split the vote 11 different ways when we're trying to unseat a monster, a guy whose policies actually led to deaths. And then if I hadn't already been motivated to vote against Gascon, I would have. And we already gave out our recommendations. It was John Hatami or John McKinney. And it would be great if they were in the top two. And there's a couple others who would be good too. But, you know, Hatami is right there at the top. And if I needed a last straw, the last straw happened. I was in a drugstore yesterday, big popular drugstore chain, right? And I had to get some Tylenol and some Advil. And it's locked up behind a plastic door. I hate that. I wanted to punch the plastic door and rip it open. I go in, I want to grab it off the shelf and get out as quickly as possible. But there are so many thieves at this store. And this is in a nice neighborhood. There's so many thieves, they've locked everything up. It's not just the nasal decongestants that meth heads were grinding up to make methamphetamine. They have it locked up. You got to press a button. Ding. Customer service in painkillers. Customer service in painkillers. Nothing. Ding. Customer service in pain. Finally, a woman shows up that barely speaks English. I have to try to explain to her what I want. And, you know, she's hovering over you. And I've got to figure out, do I want to get the tablets, the gel caps, the 100, the 200?
Or the generic?
Yeah, it's like, can you go away? But she's got to stand there with the key because she's got to lock it up right away.
Yep.
And it's really irritating. On top of that, she and whoever else is roaming the floor to do this are not working the registers anymore. So now I get into line. There's 22 people in line. They have 7 registers. Only 2 of them are manned. You see the domino effect here?
Yeah, I do.
Because this company does not want to spend more money on employees. Then while I was there, 2 elderly women. I mean, really, really elderly women. Okay. They had bought a lot of stuff. They put it in their baskets, but the basket stops dead at the front door. That's another security measure. They have some sort of invisible magnetic line, and you cannot push your metal basket out the front door. Ralph says this, too.
Oh, I have not seen that.
Yeah. And so this poor lady, she's about, 4'8", all hunched over. She's got all these bags. I mean, she's really counting the days. There isn't much left. And she's standing there, and the clerk is yelling at her. No, you can't go through. No, it locks. It locks at the doorway. It locks at the doorway. And she's looking around like, what am I supposed to do? Right. Nobody's helping her.
Aw. Did you help her?
No. But there's 21 people in line in front of me. I can't give up my place.
You could say, excuse me, can you hold my place so I can help this lady?
I don't think it would work out. And somebody eventually helped her out.
Okay. She'd still be there.
She's laying in the parking lot. She never made it.
No.
She tried to carry 3 bags and she collapsed, burst into pieces.
Poor lady.
All right, more coming up here. Today, we've been on Instagram, right? All right, hope you enjoyed that.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 to 4, and then after 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John Kobelch Show on Demand. After 1:30, Carl DeMaio is on, and he has an organization called Reform California. He's been quite the activist over the years. He's also running for a state assembly race, and the Democrats seem to have targeted him and his organization. They're spending a lot of money against him. Carl's going to talk about it coming up. And we're here on election day, on primary day. By the way, unlike all the other weenies in media, you're not going to get one of these stupid, just do your duty and go out and vote today. No, no, no. If you're going to vote stupidly, don't vote at all. All right? Only if you're going to vote intelligently. For example, if you're a progressive, do not vote. You should not be allowed to vote any more than a drunken toddler should be allowed to drive a car. All right? Because you're irresponsible, you have destructive policies, you vote in terrible people that have made life worse and dangerous for the rest of us normals. So if you're not a normal, then stay home, okay? Just snort some meth or some fentanyl, whatever you're into. Stay out of the voting booth. Because you've really, really ruined paradise here. You've had a good run. You've had like 10 years. We tried it your way, your experiments, they all failed. Everything is falling apart. Everything is frightening. So no more. All the progressives have to stay home. I would rather have a very, very low turnout. And in fact, I don't understand, what's the point of high turnout? What is the point of, everybody should participate in democracy? Have you seen people? Probably 2/3 of the people out there shouldn't participate in democracy. They shouldn't be anywhere near a voting booth. They don't know crap. Or worse than not knowing crap, they have crazy ideas in their head that they got from Facebook. Or Instagram or something. My God, there's a lot of nutty belief systems out there. And nobody wants to say that out loud. A lot of people believe in stupid stuff and they vote stupidly. And you see what's going on. And then you complain, everybody complains about the candidate and they complain about propositions that are passed. They complain about who's running for president. It's like, hey, that's people. That's your idiotic democracy there. What's the point? So progressives, please just take the day off. It's going to be a low turnout election. because I see the LA Times and all the other media, they're hand-wringing. It's like, well, it looks like this is going to be an older group of people voting. Are older people supposed to not vote? Are they supposed to just kill themselves? And it looks like it's going to be a more conservative people. And actually, the way they write it in the story, you have to see the context. It's like they're moaning. It's like, oh, this is terrible. Hey, if your crowd, I was going to say can't get up in the morning and go vote, but that's outdated, isn't it? If your crowd can't pick up the ballot that was mailed to you off the kitchen table, they mailed it to you. You just have to open the envelope, check a few boxes, and they'll even send a ballot harvester over to take it to the voting precinct. Better yet, the ballot harvester will come into your kitchen and check the boxes for you. They'll even forge your signature if you ask them to. So if you didn't bother to do that, oh, isn't it terrible that these older conservatives are going to be voting? Well, you just keep laying around there on the sofa, fattening yourself up. And then there was also some writers who were saying, well, this is going to be a whiter electorate. White people aren't supposed to vote either? I see. Older people, white people, conservative. No, they're not supposed to vote. How dare they show up and vote? Good Lord. By the way, did you have a panic attack over Facebook and all the other social media?
I did, actually.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was trying to scroll, and all of a sudden, I get this error.
Now,
on Facebook, and I said, wait, what?
Was really upsetting?
No, what? I lived, John. I survived. Okay. No, it wasn't that upsetting, but I thought, okay, somebody messed with my something. Sometimes this happens, right? Especially on my phone when I'm trying to log into Facebook. So I thought, oh gosh, now I got to do a new password. So I decided to do it on my laptop. Nope, wouldn't take it. And then I went to Instagram.
That was dead
Instagram
too, huh?
Instagram wasn't working either. And then Eric sent us that text. I said, uh-huh. There's an outage. It's not just me.
Let me read to you this Twitter post from a woman who calls herself Ann Autumn. I don't know if it's a real name. My hands are shaking so much right now I can barely type. And my heart is pounding. I couldn't get into Facebook and I was sure that my account was hacked. But Twitter peeps are confirming that the Facebook down situation and the Instagram down situation is real. So relieved that it's not just me. My hands are shaking. My heart is pounding.
Okay, that did not happen to me, John. Okay, let's be clear.
You're the first one I thought of.
I know, of course you did. I just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of changing my password and doing all that. I was more concerned with that. And then, I did post a cute video of us.
Yes,
and I thought, oh, now nobody can see that.
That was very funny.
Which you forgot to tag the show account in.
Oh, sorry. Okay, Eric, go ahead. You can do it.
So they're not going to see it anyway.
Nope.
It was a little behind the scenes of John and I. John, prepping and me bugging him.
Yeah. That's a daily occurrence.
Exactly.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next-generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're going to have Carl DeMaio on, who's running for state assembly in the San Diego area, and he's the head of Reform California, which is an activist organization for people trying to fight all this progressive idiocy in the state. And he was going to be on with us, but something's come up, and he's going to be on probably tomorrow. So we'll talk to him then. This is a very rare victory for people who want criminals in prison. I had to read this several times because I thought, well, maybe it's a trick. The California Supreme Court, and the idea that they even had to rule on this is what's galling. The California Supreme Court ruled yesterday that young adults ages 18 to 25 convicted of murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole, have to go to prison without parole. How about that? You can do that. There was a lawsuit and arguments that they should be considered for parole decades later because they've become more mature and less impulsive. Now, this is the Gascon theory. He always talks about how the male brain, especially, does not fully develop until around the age of 26, 27 years old, prefrontal cortex. Apparently, in women, it's fully formed at the age of 4. Mm-hmm. But as you know, men are very impulsive.
Yes.
And unruly.
Mm-hmm.
And immature.
Yeah.
And I was all those things.
I'm sure. You were? Were?
Oh, you should have said, it was a lot worse.
Oh.
You didn't know me before I was 27. Yeah, it was entertaining. But you know what? I didn't kill anybody.
Well, that's a good thing.
Not that, you know, the thought didn't cross my mind a couple of times. But I didn't kill anybody. And I don't understand, what does maturity have to do with not murdering people? I mean, none of us are mature in those years. Except for the women. No guys are. And 99.999% of us don't murder. So how could you possibly excuse murder as being, oh, he's just a little immature, lacked impulse control? No! He's a violent psychopath. But Gascon's been selling this nonsense, and this is an article of faith among this progressive crowd. It's why we have the situation we have. It was a 5-2 decision. Can you imagine two justices actually was on the side of letting murderers out early because they were immature? They upheld the state law that allows life without parole for multiple murders or those committed during a rape or robbery or as a gang member. Oh, my God. These are for guys who committed a murder during a rape or a gang member. See, does this sound familiar? Remember, there's no gang enhancements with Gascon? That's why, if you're going to vote for Gascon today, stay home. Otherwise, we have to live with guys getting out early after they raped and murdered our women. So how about you stay home? Um, More than they use the race argument here. Because 3/4 of the prisoners serving life without parole sentences in California are either black or Hispanic. And one of the dissenting judges says, see, this embodies racial bias that has plagued our criminal and juvenile justice systems. Do we have white kids who committed murder who are out on the streets? If we do, then they should be rounded up and put into prison, life without parole. All that matters is whether somebody committed the crime or not. It doesn't matter what their skin color is. The rest of us didn't pick and choose who committed these murders. Whatever it ended up, it ended up. And unless you've got evidence that other people in other racial categories committed murders or committed rapes and murders or committed robberies and murders or gang member murders, then they were let out because they were white or they were Asian or maybe some new categories they have now too. I mean, that's all that matters is whether they did the act and whether the state could prove the act. That's all that matters. Ay, ay, ay. There's a bunch of these goody-good activist groups, Human Rights Watch, Kent Scheidegger, we've had on the show many times. He's the legal director of the Criminal Justice Legal Foundation. There was a lower court ruling that would have allowed these parole hearings for murderers who committed their murder under the age of 25. And they said this lower court ruling unconstitutionally amended state law to give some of California's worst murderers a chance for release. In today's decision, the California Supreme Court confirmed that such power belongs to the people, not the courts. So you can be sentenced to life in prison under the age of 18 for some types of murders. Not all, but multiple murders. Can we agree on that? 17-year-old commits multiple murders. Let's put him away for life. That is psychotic. Okay, that's not a lack of maturity. Lack of maturity is driving your car at 100 miles an hour. Lack of maturity is having too much to drink, getting yourself sick. It's a lack of maturity that you gunned down that family. If only your prefrontal cortex had developed. So now you can life in prison for that, for rape and robbery with a murder, gang member murder. This is controversial. It had to be a Supreme Court case. And not even a unanimous judgment on that. All right. What do we got at 2 o'clock? 2 o'clock, we're going to talk to Nancy Liu. She's with News Nation, the national correspondent, and she's in San Francisco. And while she was doing a news report yesterday, they were interviewing a small business owner in Oakland. You know what that's like, right? Trying to have a business in Oakland. This guy's store had been robbed 22 times. Anyway, while she's interviewing this guy, car thieves smashed the News Nation van and ransacked their car. So she's going to come on and tell us the story. And there's other news about San Francisco voters. In fact, we'll get to that next, because they're voting on two propositions today to toughen up the criminal laws and toughen up the police department, ability to fight crime in San Francisco. They're actually overriding the police commission. So we're at a turning point here. So go out and vote and get gas going out of there today, okay? Otherwise, don't vote at all.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand. From KFI AM 640.
Not to ruin the suspense, but Biden's going to win all the Democratic primaries and Trump is going to win all the Republican primaries. You're going to see I'm Nostradamus on this stuff, okay? I'm psychic. You can bet on this. CNN is flailing away, though, because they've invested many millions of dollars in an election year and they got nothing to say. And I'm just keeping an eye on them. And they got these chyrons going. Oh, like here's one now. Here's a graphic on the bottom of the screen. Any minute, first Super Tuesday exit poll results. Woo-hoo, as Deborah would say. That's really exciting. And what did they have before? They had, most crucial day yet of election season. It's going to be, it's like 14 states. It's going to be 14 blowouts for Biden and 14 blowouts for Trump. There's nothing crucial about this at all. But, you know, CNN, and this is true, soon they're going to be dumping all their high-priced talent. You wouldn't believe how much these guys are making. Like, Anderson Cooper's making about 20 million people.
Ooh.
Yeah. And there's more people in our lunchroom than actually watch him. And Wolf Blitzer, he gets 15 million.
I'll do it for five.
And you'd be much better. And I looked up their ratings. I found a site that published the 2023 cable ratings, all of it, right? And it had their overall ratings and then the primetime ratings. And you know, primetime, you know what beats out CNN?
What?
A cable channel called INSP.
I've never heard of that channel.
No, but it's like it's pretty highly rated for cable standards. And they're ahead of CNN. INSP was started as a religious channel by Jim and Tammy Faye Baker decades ago. Remember the television evangelists? Well, they got the word inspiration out of there, turned it to INSP, and they run nothing but old Westerns. Westerns from the 50s and 60s, black and white stuff. And primetime night, up against the likes of Anderson Cooper, they run reruns of Gunsmoke and The Rifleman. Now, Gunsmoke went off the air 50 years ago. I believe Rifleman went off the air 60 years ago. They are out raiding CNN.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. Every night, Anderson Cooper gets Gunsmoked by a pretty good margin. So they're going to be selling it for parts in a few years. They got nobody's interested anymore, and because they blew their brand, they went crazy anti-Trump, which turned off half the country, and then the other half of the country, once Trump was out of office, there was no reason to watch anymore. So they lost both sides because Trump's out of office. There's nothing to get angry about. There's no compelling reason to watch. I mean, Joe Biden just doesn't draw a crowd, not on cable TV. So they're going out of business, which they deserve. They should have done straight ahead news. I mentioned San Francisco. They're probably going to pass two measures today, E and F. The first one, Proposition E, would allow the police to use surveillance equipment, cameras, drones, and facial recognition technology without approval from the police commission. Do you believe that? The police commission was against the police using cameras and drones. They're so anti-cop there. Not only do they not want cops to have weapons, they don't want cops to even keep track of bad guys with cameras. And so now the public has a chance to overrule the Progressive Police Commission. And they probably are going to do that. Because San Francisco voters overwhelmingly believe the city is on the wrong track. You think? Yeah. Those thousands of dead bodies and drug-addled bodies piling up on the sidewalk? Yeah, wrong track. Proposition F. Oh, if you're getting public assistance, welfare, you will only get it after taking a drug test. You're going to be screened for a drug disorder. If you are drug dependent, you'll be offered treatment. And if you don't take the treatment, no welfare. To get welfare, you take a drug test. Fail the drug test, they'll give you treatment. But if you don't take the treatment, no tax money for you. In San Francisco, they're doing this. They're bolstering the police department, and they're insisting you get drug tested for welfare money. They finally have had it. I was wondering if a day was ever going to come, and they recalled the district attorney. It looks like the mayor, London Breed, is on her last legs too, according to the polls. So there's, because nobody wants to live like this. No matter what your political beliefs are, nobody wants to live like this. And that's why you go vote As long as you vote against George Gascon, vote for John Atami, for John McKinney. Do not vote for Gascon. Do not splinter your vote on 12 different candidates today. Do not do that. We've tried to instruct people properly. When we come back, all right, speaking of San Francisco, we've got Nancy Liu, the national correspondent for News Nation, and she and her crew were interviewing a business owner who'd been robbed 22 times, and car thieves smashed the News Nation vehicle. Nancy's going to tell the story when we come back. Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.